Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of considering your word again this afternoon.
主啊，我们要感谢您。那今天下午我们再一次有这样的机会来学习您的话。
We're thankful that the truth of God is exhaustless. Every time we look at it, we learn more. Thank you.
所以我们要感谢您呢，神的话呢是无穷无尽的，所以每次我们来学习的时候呢，都能学到新的东西。谢谢您。
Now help us, Lord, as we consider your truths this afternoon. Just give us the wisdom we need to understand.
所以主要求您帮助我们在下午我们学习圣经时候呢，赐给我们智慧，我们需要理解。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, we're supposed to start at Genesis chapter 25, verse 1.
所以我们今天应该是从创世纪第二十五章第一节开始学。
But I'm actually going to start you at Genesis 25, verse 34 and the last line.
因为呢，实际上呢，我要从那个创世纪第二十五章最后一节三十四节开始讲。
And it says, thus Esau despised his birthright.
所以这里讲到的呢，就是说是啊，那个以扫来看清了他的那个头生子的名分。
What is meant by a birthright?
那么就长子的名分是什么？
Well, a birthright is the advantages and the privileges and the blessings of birth.
所以这个呢，就是说是长子的名分，就是他是你的那个就是特别的德福，还有一些特别的，就是说是你的那些权利优势，在你出生的时候。
It's all related to the basic question, why were you born?
所以呢，就是基本上呢，都回归到这个基本的问题：你为什么要出生
？Is that important？
这个重要吗
？Of course it is。
当然了。
Is there anything more important？
还有比这更重要的吗
？Than you determining why you were born and living for that purpose？
所以呢，你要决定，就是说是。为什么你要出生？你要为你出生的意义而活呢
？When I was working a long time ago, I've told you that my boss said, "Harold, I want you to go to Europe, and I want you to introduce this product to the European market."
因为我在很久之前我还工作的时候呢，我的老板跟我说呢 ，Harold， 我要你到欧洲去工作。我要你去欧洲去宣传我们这个产品。
So I got on an airplane and I went to Germany.
因为我坐飞机去到了德国。
And my boss was in San Francisco.
我的老板在那个旧金山。
And I got a letter from him once every two or three weeks.
所以呢，每就是两到三个星期，我收到他的一封信。
I talked on the telephone to him once a month.
一个月呢，我跟他打一次电话。
And then, one day he said, "Harold, I'm coming to Germany. I'm going to visit you."
所以有一天呢，他的老板说呢 ，Harold， 我现在要来德国，我要来访问你。
So when he came to Germany, he said to me, "What have you been doing since you went to Germany?"
然后他来到德国以后呢，他说。你来德国以后都做了些什么事情呢
？Now if I had said to him, "I've been playing golf."
我如果跟他说呢，我一直在打高尔夫。
What do you think he would have said?
你认为他会怎么说
？Okay. Now, when you stand before God at the end of life, He's going to say, "Why did I create you?"
他说你会被炒掉。他说当我最终站在神面前的时候，神说，你知道为什么我要创造你吗
？Did you do what I created you for？
所以你有没有去做我专门创造你要去做的事呢
？And you say no, I was playing golf。
你说没有，我成天打高尔夫。
That's what most people are going to say, isn't it?
这是大多数人都会说的，是不是呢？
I didn't pay any attention to what God made me for.
我完全不管那个神为什么要造我的那个目的。
Everyone who is born has a birthright.
所以每个人已经出生的人都有他的出生的权利。
A birthright from his father and mother.
所以他的权利呢，从他的父母那里来的。
A birthright from the Lord who made him.
一个出生的权利或者名分是那个主要造他的。
They've got to live up to the responsibilities.
每个人呢，都要活出一个负责任的人生。
I keep telling you about the weird dreams that I have.
我一直跟大家讲呢，我做的一些奇怪的梦。
And I almost forgot about the dream that I had last night.
所以我基本上快忘了昨天晚上我做的什么梦。
I don't know why I had this dream, but I did have the dream about a little baby.
因为我不知道为什么呢，我要做这个梦，因为我做的梦呢，看到一个小婴儿。
And it was on a table and it rolled off and fell down on the floor.
所以呢，他的婴儿在那个桌子上，然后呢滚到地板上去了。
And it cried for a while, and then it was okay.
然后他哭了一会儿，然后就没事了。And
then I had two other dreams about that little baby.
所以呢，我然后也做另外两个梦呢，就是也是关于这个小婴孩的。And
the last dream, he was sitting up amongst some packages at the doorway, waiting for somebody to take him home.
所以呢，然后呢，就是另外一个人，他就在那个门口，那个有一些那些行李，等待有人呢把他带回家去。
And I thought to myself, doesn't anybody care about that baby?
所以我对自己说，有任何人关心这个小婴儿吗？
There was no mommy, no daddy, no sister, no brother. Nobody cared about that baby.
那里呢，没有妈妈，没有爸爸，没有弟兄姊妹关心那个小婴儿。
But in every family, we have a responsibility that goes along with our birthright.
但是呢，我们在每一个家庭里呢，就是说都有这样的一个就是责任，要去关心我们的那个出生的名分。
Much more so, the birthright that goes along from the Lord. Why did he create me?
因为就是最终呢，我们的出生的名分呢是归属于主的。他为什么要创造我呢？
Is there anything more important than to find out why and then to do it?
因为这个就是说是，如果你去找出为什么要去接着去做，这个是重要的吗？
That's in part the story of Genesis chapter 25.
这就是那个创世纪25章的部分的那个故事。
So let's start reading verse 1.
我们来从第一节开始读。
Abraham again took a wife. Her name was Keturah.
亚伯拉罕又娶了一个妻，名叫基土拉。
And she bare him Zimram, Yokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua.
他基土拉给他生了新郎约山、米旦、米甸、伊斯巴和舒雅。Jokshan
begat Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, Letushim, and Leuman.
约山生了示巴和底但，底但和众子是亚述利族、利都氏族和利乌米族。
And the sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldah.
所以第四节说，米甸的众子是以法、以弗、哈洛、亚比大和以德纳，这些都是基土拉的孩子。
These were the children of Keturah.
这些都是基土拉的孩子。
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
It was to them.
对他们来说是重要的。
Why did God bother putting it in the Bible?
那么神呢，为什么要把他们呢，就是说是放在圣经里呢？
To remind us that every life is very important to God.
要提醒我们，每一个生命对神来说都是非常重要的。
Verse 5 says, And Abram gave all that he had to Isaac, but Abram gave gifts to the sons of the concubines which Abraham had. And while he was still living, he sent them eastward away from Isaac, his son, to the country of the east.
第五节说亚伯拉罕将一切所有的都给了以撒，但亚伯拉罕把礼物分给他的妾们所生的众子，趁着自己还在世的时候，叫他们离开他的儿子以撒，往东方去。
So, did Abraham care about his family?
所以亚伯拉罕关心他的家人吗？
Yes, he gave them all gifts.
是的，因为他给他们很多礼物。
Abraham was very rich.
亚伯拉罕非常富有。If
you got a small gift from Abraham, you'd be rich.
如果你从亚伯拉罕那里得个小小的礼物，你就。If
you got a big gift from Abraham, you'd be a whole lot richer.
如果你从亚伯拉罕得个小小礼物，你就会富有了。如果你得到一个大礼物，你就会更加富有。But
you'd still be rich.
你仍然会富有。Do
you ever thank God that when you were born, you weren't born in Central Africa 500 years ago?
你有没有就是说是感谢神呢？就是说是你出生的时候在中非500年之前呢？
If you'd lived in Central Africa 500 years ago, what would be the difference between you at 1:20 in the afternoon and the people in Africa that you lived with at 1:20 in the afternoon? Sorry, that didn't come across right. What's the difference between you now and that person then?
如果你在500年前住在那个非洲的话，在非洲出生，那么说，那你现在这就这个时间和你在那里的。
The difference is you've got a roof over your head, you got clothes on your back, and your tummy's full.
因为不同的是，你这个头上有屋顶，你衣服也有，你肚子也吃饱了。
You say, "Wow, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to live in Vancouver in the year 2025. I'm rich."
你说主啊，感谢您让我呢，住在那个温哥华2002年，我现在很有钱。And
so all of these were descendants of Abraham. They had heard about God. They knew all about the God of Abraham. They knew that God had chosen Isaac in a unique way, but they all had the opportunity to believe God.
所以他们这些所有的告诉我们，他们呢，所有人呢都知道亚伯拉罕，知道亚伯拉罕的神，也知道亚伯拉罕以一种特，以知道神以特殊的原因呢，就是拣选了以撒。所以呢，他们所有的人呢，其实都有机会去相信神。And
so if you had been one of those sons, you would have said, "I'm glad that I wasn't born to Waldo over there, because his father didn't give him anything. I'm much better off than he was."
所以这个呢，如果你当时是出生在亚伯拉罕的家里，在那个时候你说我非常感谢，感谢呢，就是因为我没有出生在某某人的家里，因为亚伯拉罕呢，他能够给我一切，他们却什么都没有。All
right, verse 7. This is the sum of the years of Abraham's life which he lived. 175 years. Then Abram breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man full of years, and he was gathered to his people.
第八节说亚伯拉罕受膏年迈，年岁满足，将灵交出而死，归到他本民那里去了。So
where are you going to go when you die?
那你死了以后你要去到哪里？
Well, I'd like to be like Abraham. When I die, I'd like to be gathered to my people.
所以我要想像亚伯拉罕那样，当我死的时候呢，和我的本民在一起。
So, if I were to spend the afternoon with you,
如果今天下午和你们呢，待在一起，
and then I were to die,
然后我死了。
Who would I spend the afternoon with tomorrow?
所以明天我和谁待在一起呢？
Well, the people that used to be at 16th have already gone to heaven.
所以那些通常呢，在第十六阶已经去了天堂的人。
And our mother and father will be there.
我们的父母都在那里。
And a lot of our other friends will be there.
有很多的其他朋友也在那里。
And frankly, I enjoy this afternoon.
所以坦率说，我很享受今天下午。
But I'll enjoy tomorrow afternoon more if that's the case.
但是呢，明天下午呢，我会更加的享受，这就是这个意思。
Isn't it a wonderful phrase? He was gathered to his people.
所以这个是不是很奇妙的一个词组呢？他归到他本民那里去了。
Now you remember when the Lord Jesus was speaking to the Sadducees who didn't believe in a resurrection.
你们大家也都记得主耶稣基督跟撒都该人说话的时候呢，因为撒都该人不相信复活。
Jesus' rebuke to them was simple. He said, God is the God of the living. He's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. And the living were Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were all the people of God in heaven.
因为他呢斥责那个撒都该人说呢，啊，神是活人的神，不是死人的神。那么说呢，亚伯拉罕、以撒还有雅各，他们全都在天堂活着。
And verse 8-9 says, And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite.
第九节说，他两个儿子以撒、以实玛利把他埋葬在麦比拉洞里，这洞在曼利前赫人所辖的儿子以弗嫩的田中。
So I guess my question is, where were Zimram, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua when Abraham died?
所以我的问题是呢，当那些前面讲的那些人当亚伯拉罕死的时候，他们在哪里呢？
They were a long way. They didn't come back for the funeral. I'm not sure that they could have, but I know they did not come back for the funeral.
所以呢，因为他们住在很远的地方呢，我不是确定他们回来参加葬礼，因为呢，他们可能回不来参加葬礼，他们本来应该来参加的。
The Bible says, respect those in your family, respect them when they're alive, and respect them when they die.
你圣经说呢，对你的家人，当他们活着的时候呢，你要尊敬他们；当他们死了以后，也要尊敬他们。
Verse 10 goes on. There Abraham was buried, and Sarah his wife.
所以第十节说，就是亚伯拉罕向赫的众子买的那块地，亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉都葬在那里。
And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt at the Beer Lahai-Roi.
第十一节说呢，亚伯拉罕死了以后，神赐福给他的儿子以撒，以撒靠近拉海来并居住。
Well, frankly, of all the sons of Abraham, you'd like to be Isaac, wouldn't you?
所以呢，在亚伯拉罕的众子中，你想像以撒那样，是不是呢？
They all got a good deal.
他们所有人都得到了很好的交易。
Isaac got the best.
那么以撒得到最好的。
If you want the best from God, what do you have to do?
如果你想从神那里得到最好的，你必须做什么？
You have to say, Lord, I want your best.I want you to give me the very best that you can give me. I want to give you my best. Would you give me your best?
所以你必须对主说，主啊，我想要得到从你那里来的最好的。我想要你把你能够给我的最好的东西给我。我把我的最好的东西给你，那么你也要把你最好的东西给我。
Did God give you his best?
神有没有把他最好的给你呢？
Okay, the answer is yes. How can you prove that?
这答案是是的，怎么证明呢？
Jesus died for you.
主耶稣为你而死。
So if God gave you his best, what do you give him?
所以呢，如果神把他最好的给了你，那么你应该给他什么？
You give him your best.
你把你最好的给他。
What's your best?
你的最好的是什么？
What's your life? You say, God, you died for me, I'm going to live for you.
也就是你的生命，你说神呐，你因为我而死，所以我要为你而活。
So again, this theme, the next is the families of Ishmael and Isaac. So verse 12 says, this is the genealogy of Ishmael, Abram's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's maidservant, bore to Abraham.
第十二节，这是以实玛利的后代。第十二节说，撒拉的使女埃及人夏家给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子是以实玛利，这些是以实玛利的后代。
And these, verse 13, were the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names, according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaijah, then Kedar, then Adbeel, then Absam, then Mishma, then Duma, Masa, Hadar, Tima, Jeter, Nafish, and Kadima.
第十三节到第十五节，第十三节说，以实玛利儿子们的名字，按照他们在家谱里记载下面：以实玛利的长子是尼拜约，又有基拉、亚德别、米比山、米实玛、杜玛、玛萨哈大提玛、伊突、拿非斯、基底玛。
Amazing that God would take the time to put in a book that is going to be read 4,000 years later. The names of all Ishmael's sons.
这就是非常神奇的，神呢，他花时间把这些以实玛利的后代的名字都写在里面，就是在4000年以后写在圣经里。Every
individual is important to God. Remember that. Every individual is important to God.
每一个单独的个人对神来说都是重要的，你要记住这一点。每一个个人对神来说都是非常重要的。Verse
16, these were the sons of Ishmael, and these were their names by their towns and their settlements, 12 princes according to their nations.
第十六节说，这是以实玛利众子的名字，照着他们的村镇城堡做了12族的族长。
God even cares about their towns and their communities.
神甚至关心他们的村镇，他们的社区。
How many sons did Ishmael have?
以实玛利有多少个儿子？
How many sons did Jacob have?
雅各有多少个儿子？
That's amazing, isn't it? God cares about all 24 of them.
这是非常神奇的，是不是？神关心他们24个。
Jacob, the nephew, Ishmael, the uncle, both had 12 sons.
所以呢，就是说是，那个雅各还有以实玛利，他们都是叔叔伯伯，那么他们两个人各有12个孩子。
These were the names, verse 17, these were the years of the life of Ishmael, 137. He breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people.
第十七节，以实玛利享年137岁，将灵交出而死，归到他本民那里去了。
How many sons did Jacob have?
那么说那雅各有多少个儿子呢？
12. How many years did Jacob live?
那么多少年那雅各呢活了？
137.
137岁.
Isn't that strange? Ishmael and Jacob, very, very similar.
所以以实玛利和那个雅各非常非常类似.
I don't understand all the detail. I find the coincidence very intriguing.
因为我不知道这所有的细节，就发现这些巧合呢，这是非常的神奇.
Who?
And Jacob.
Jacob?
雅各是117岁。
I thought he was 137.
Chapter 47, verse 28.
Okay, I apologize. What number, what verse again?
28:4.
28. You're right, his life was 147. Okay, my apologies. I thought he was 137 too. Somebody else was 137. Was it Sarah who was 137 or was she 127? I'm losing my 20 and 37. All right. Anyway, I apologize. The end of verse 17 says, Ishmael was gathered to his people.
因为我们回到这里，就是第十七节说呢，以实玛利归到他本民那里去了。Who
were Ishmael's people?
所以谁是那个以实玛利的本民呢？
Were Ishmael's people Abram's people? I'm not sure that they were the same people.
以实玛利他的本名是亚伯拉罕的本名一样的吗？我不确定他们是同样的。It's
true, we'll all be gathered to our people. Make sure that you're going to be gathered to the right people.
我们在最后呢，都要归到我们的本名那里去，要确保你归到正确的本名那里。So
verse 18 says, they dwelt from Havilah as far as Shur, which is east of Egypt, as you go toward Assyria. He died in the presence of all his brethren.
第十八节说，他们住在哈菲那直和埃及前的舒尔，正在亚述的道上。以实玛利便在他所有的弟兄面前死了。So
basically, Ishmael's people were to the southwest of Israel and to the east of Egypt, down in that almost desert area.
因为其实以实玛利的人呢，他们其实，在以色列的，就是说是东南部，其实是那个埃及的北部，就在那个，就是说是沙漠里。Verse
19 then.
第十九节。
This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abram's son. Abram begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife.
第十九就是亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒的后代，亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒娶利百加为妻的时候40岁。The
daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian.
这个利百加是巴旦亚兰地的亚兰人波申利的女儿，是亚兰人拉班的妹子。Now
Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Is the whole concept of the birthright important?
所以这整个的就是说是投生子的这个名分，它是重要的吗？整个概念？
Yes, very important.
是的, 非常重要。
And so you sit back and you say, here's a story about the beginning of worldwide civilization, and it's all about families, members of families, people in families.
因为这些你坐下一想，你说这里都是一些故事，关于那整个世界最开始的那些文明开始的时候呢，这里都是关于家庭，那里是关于家庭，所有都是关于家庭的。What's
important to us today?
今天对我们来说重要的是什么？
People.
人。
Does Jesus love you?
主耶稣记得爱你吗？
Does Jesus love me? And we sit back and say, hallelujah, we're all part of that great big family.
我们坐下一说呢，我们说哈利路亚，我们所有人都属于那个伟大的家庭了。And
that family is important.
那个家庭是重要的吗？
So, is this building we live in important or we're in right now, is that important?
因为我们现在呢，就是说是这个建筑物是重要的，还是我们在里面的人重要？
Yeah, it's very nice.
这个非常好。
Before we came to this building, we didn't have a building.
一旦我们来到这个建筑物之前，我们并没有这个建筑。
All we had was a lot of brothers and sisters.
我们所有都是弟兄姊妹们。
Actually, this is a true story. We had to rent a building to meet in.
因为这个就是这实际上这是一个就是真实的故事，我们必须租个房子来聚会。
So somebody found a big room in a hall on East Hastings Street.
有些人呢找到了一个就是建筑就在那个当他那个 hall 和东喜斯汀那个交叉的地方。
So we decided we would meet there.
我们决定我们在那里聚会。
Turned out to be the communist hall.
所以呢它实际上以前是共产党的聚会的厅。
So as we were remembering the Lord, if you opened your eyes and looked up, it would be a picture of Lenin, and a picture of Marx, another picture of Stalin.
当我们聚会的时候呢，如果你睁眼往上看，这里呢就是列宁的像，那里是马克思的像，还有斯大林的像在上面。
Frankly, many people were happy when we didn't have to go back there.
因为就是说很多人呢坦率说我们不用再回到那里去，我们很多人非常高兴。
One of those very happy when we didn't have to go back there was my sister.
其中一个最高兴的不用回去的是我的姐姐。
She said, what are we doing in this building?
她说那我们在这个建筑物里干什么？
And frankly, the building isn't important, but all the people are.
所以坦率说呢，建筑物非常重要，但是呢，在建筑物里的人都是很重要。
Would you remember God?Loves people.
你要记住神爱人。
And God loves you and me.
神爱你我。
And he gives us a lot of things to enjoy in life, but mostly it's us that we enjoy in life.
所以他赐给我们很多东西让我们可以去享受人生，但是呢，大部分呢，都是我们自己在享受。
And Isaac and Rebecca didn't have a son.
所以呢，就是以撒和利百加他们没有儿子。
Abraham and I and Sarah didn't have a son.
亚伯拉罕、撒拉他们也没有儿子。
Isaac and Rebecca didn't have a son.
以撒跟利百加也没有儿子。
Jacob and Rachel didn't have a son.
就是那个雅各和拉结他也没有儿子。
And they believed in the birthright.
但他们相信那个投生子。
And they said there's not much good of a birthright if there's no birth.
所以如果呢就是说是投生子名分没什么意义的话就不会不用出生了。
And so they all cried to God for children, for sons.
所以他们所有人都向神呼求他们要孩子要儿子。
And so here we are at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. What is our prayer?
因为我们现在在我们第十六届福音教会，我们的祷告是什么
？Lord, help us preach the gospel so that others will find the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior too. We want children, spiritual children.
因为主啊，求您帮助我们，像其他的人呢，就传福音，所以其他的人呢，也能够相信那个主耶稣基督为他们的救主。那么说呢，我们也想要有孩子，我们想要有灵力的孩子。
So verse 21 again, now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
第二十一节说，以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
But the children struggled together within her, and she said, if all is well,Why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord.
第二十二节说孩子们在他里面彼此相争他就说若是这样我为什么如此呢他就去求问耶和华。
And the Lord said to her, Two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One person will be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.
第二十三节耶和华对他说两国在你胎内两族人要从你腹中分别出来这族人必强于那族人年长的必服侍年幼的。
How did God know that?
神怎么会知道这么多呢
Because he's God, he knows the future.
因为他就是神，他知道将来。
Okay, so, the question is, did he say one person is going to go to heaven and the other person is going to go to hell?
他有没有说呢？就是问题是指你有没有说一个人要上天堂，一个人要下地狱呢？
No, he said one person is going to be stronger than the other. One will serve the other.
但是他并没有那么说，他说这组人必强于那组人，他要服侍那组人。
Well, that's okay. That's what life's all about.
这就是没什么事儿，这就是生活的所有。
We don't all have the destiny of being rich, powerful, or a lot of other things in life that some people might think are important.
在这个里面，我们并没有必要就是所有的人最终呢都会非常富有、非常有权利或者其他一些人们认为重要的东西。
What is the most important thing about life? To say, Lord, show me what I ought to be, and that's what I'm going to be.
对这个在人生中最重要的东西是什么呢？就是说主啊，求您呢向我显示我应该成为什么样的人，我就会成为什么样的人。
If you say, okay, you're going to be the boss, you'd say, all right, by the grace of God, I'll be the boss.
对呢，如果神说呢你要成为老板，你说哦 ，OK。那么借着神的恩典，我要成为老板。
And if you're not going to be the boss, you say, okay, I won't be the boss. I'll be fine. All is well.
所以如果他说你不会成为老板，你就说那也没问题，我不一定非要成为老板，我也挺好的。
I keep remembering the story of a man whose name was Robert Cleaver Chapman.
因为我一直在记得一个人的故事，他叫 Robert Cleaver Chapman.
And that's not the name. I'm sorry, I got the wrong name.
这个名字是不对的，我抱歉，我记错了名字。
So I'm not even sure of that now either. This is the story. The story is true. The name might not be.
所以这里是那个故事，这故事是真故事，那个名字可能不是。
One was the boss.
其中一个是老板。
Lord Granville was his name.
Lord Granville 是他的名字。
And he was the boss.
他是老板。
He lived in a nice house.
他住在那个很漂亮的房子。
I think it was in Ireland.
他住在漂亮房子，我认为他在爱尔兰。
I think he had 34 bedrooms in his house.
我认为在他家里有34个房间。
It was a big house.
是个大房子。
He had a gardener.
他有那个园丁。
The gardener was a good man.
那个园丁是个好人。
And the garden looked nice.
这个园丁看起来很友好。
And this man became a Christian.
这个人呢，成为基督徒了。
And so he, when he got saved, he went along to the local assembly.
所以他呢得救了以后呢，他去他本地的教会。
And he visited with the Christians there.
他在那里和基督徒呢一起。
One of the elders in the assembly was his gardener.
在那个教会里，其中一个长老是他的园丁。
Okay, who was the boss?
谁是老板呢
？Well, at home, he was the boss.
在家里，他是老板。
In the assembly, he respected his gardener as his overseer.
所以呢，就是说是啊，在教会里，他尊重他的园丁作为那个监督。
Okay, somewhere those names are not absolutely perfectly correct yet. They're close.
所以呢，在那里有些名字并不是完完全全的对的，但是已经很接近那些名字了。
All right, so verse 24.
所以第24节。
So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb, and the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over, so they called his name Esau.
第二十四节，生产的日子到了，看哪，他腹中果然是双子，先出来的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同毛衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫。
Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them.
第二十六节说，随后出来是他的兄弟，他的双手抓住以扫的脚跟，他的名字叫雅各。利百加生他们的时候，以撒60岁。
So Isaac got married when he was 40. He waited 20 years for children, And then his twins were born when he was 60.
所以以撒呢，他是40岁结的婚，然后呢，他等了20年才有了孩子。有了孩子以后呢，他的孩子是双胞胎。
Does God care about families?
神关心家人吗？
Yes. Two different kinds of boys we're going to see.
我们会看到两类不同的男孩。
Two different destinies.
对，两个不同的就是目的地。
Why the difference?
为什么有这样的区别呢？
The last line of the chapter, thus, Esau despised his birthright.
你在这一章最后一节，最后一句话说的呢，以扫那个轻看他的头生子的名分。
All this information about the family.
所有这些信息都是关于家庭的。
All the blessings that God had done.
所有的神呢，已经赐给他们的赐福。
Jacob said it's important.
雅各说呢，这是非常重要的。
Esau said, I don't care about that.
以撒说，我才不关心这个。
Let's go read the rest of the story.
我们来读其余的这个故事。
Verse 27. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob.
第二七节说呢，两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野。雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。以扫爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味。利百加却爱雅各。
Two boys.
两个男孩。
One said, I kind of like it around home. I'm gonna stay home.
所以呢，其中一个说呢，我喜欢待在家里，所以我待在家里。
Esau said, I'm taking off. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I'll go out and I'll get some venison. I'll get some other animals and different kind of characters. I don't think they got along terribly well.
所以这个里面呢，以扫呢，他说呢，我喜欢出门。 我今天呢，这里去打，明天那里去打，那打到很多的动物。所以我认为呢，他们两个呢完全不同的性格，他们很难相处。What
kind of a person would you like to be?
你想要成为什么样的人呢？
And we don't know all the details, but I've been studying recently in my mind the kind of teenager that loves God.
所以呢，我不知道这所有的细节。那最近呢，在我大脑里经常想的那些呢，就是不同的那些青少年，他们爱主的。So
I made a list of all the teenagers that I could think of in the Bible.
所以呢，我在圣经里想出了所有的，就是我能想得出来的，就是青少年在圣经里的。Joseph
and Samuel and David and Daniel. Joash and Josiah.
约瑟，那个就是以约瑟、但以理、大卫，然后约瑟亚、约哈亚。
I noted, interestingly, almost all of them spent a lot of time at home listening to the wise counsel of the people of God.
所以呢，我就想到他们中间的大多数人呢，都是待在家里，听到那个近前的属神的人呢，给他们一些建议。They
learned the truth of God at home before they went out into the world.
在他们出到世界之前，他们在家里已经学会了神的真理。Frankly,
that was my privilege. I got to learn a lot about the truth of God at home before I went out into the world.
所以呢，坦率说，这是我的荣幸，因为我在去世界之前，我在家里呢学了很多关于神的真理。I
was 24 years old when I decided that I needed to go back to university to learn something.
因为当我决定呢，我要回到大学去再学点什么的时候呢，我当时是24岁。
Actually, he was 22 years old.
实际上是22岁。
And so I prayed, and I said, Lord, I need to get another degree because I need to get a job. And I was accepted at the University of Toronto.
因为我就祷告，我说主啊，我需要另外一个学位，因为呢，我要寻找另外一个工作，所以呢，当时呢，多伦多大学接受了我。
And as I was planning to go to Toronto, I thought maybe I could go to UBC instead.
所以呢，当我准备去多伦多大学上学的时候呢，我说也许呢，我可以去上 UBC.
And so I went along to speak to the acceptance officer, the man who was responsible for the program I wanted. And I said to him, do you think I could come to UBC and study at UBC?
所以呢，我去找那个就是说专门管那个就是说是我要学的那个科目的那个专门管招生的那个人。我说呢，你认为呢，我能不能够 UBC 能不能够接纳我来学习这个课程呢？And
just so happened, I phoned him and I said, I'd like to meet you. Could I join the program? He said, well, why don't you come over and see me?
因为实际上呢，我先跟他打电话，我说我对你们的这个课程非常感兴趣，我能不能加入？他说那你来，我们面谈吧。And
he said, well, all right. He said, I live over on 32nd Avenue. Why don't you come and see me?
所以他就跟我说，那我住在那个32街那里，你能不能来见见我？I
said, well, that's pretty easy. I live on 27th. I'll just walk over and see you tonight.
我这个呢太容易了，我住在27街，我就是今天晚上我都可以走过去到他家去见他。So
I went over to see him. He gave me a bottle of pop. We sat in the backyard. We talked for a while. He said, "All right, you're accepted."
然后呢，就是呢，我去见他，他呢就在那个就是说是后院里跟我们坐在一起，然后呢，我就说呢，啊，谈了一会儿，他说好吧，你被接纳了。
I thought that was easy.
我说这个太容易了。
Okay, and then I thought, how good is God? I get to stay home for another 3 years.
我就说那神是多么的好啊，在接下来3年里，我可以待在家里。
You know, I'm glad I did.
所以呢，我非常高兴呢，我待在家里。
Instead of spending those 3 years with bad people at university, I spent them with a good mother, a good father, and a good sister.
我本来呢，就是在大学里那3年时间呢，要跟那些很多坏人待在一起，但是呢，我却没有，我在家里和我的好父亲、好母亲、好姐姐待在一起。Jacob
stayed home.
雅各呢，待在家里。Esau
said, "I gotta go see if I can find a moose."
因为以扫说，以扫的时候呢，看我出去能不能找到一头麋鹿。I
don't believe that's insignificant. If God has given you access to good truth for God, stay close to it. Don't go running away.
我不认为那其他东西重要的。如果神呢，让你有可以这样的，就是很好的条件接近那个真理，所以你要待在家里，不要出去。And
if you gotta go away, come back soon.
所以如果你必须出去的话，要快点回来。What
do we know about Joseph?
我们对约瑟了解多少？
Well, Joseph had a lot of bad brothers, 10 of them.
所以呢，约瑟里有很多坏哥哥，就是说10个。
He didn't spend much time with them. He spent a lot of time with his father.
他并没有花太多时间跟他们待在一起，他大量时间跟他父亲在一起。
Daniel.
但以理。
Daniel was a teenager when he was taken to Babylon.
所以呢，丹以理被带到巴比伦的时候，他是个青少年。How
did he learn so much?
他怎么学会？Before
he went.
在他去之前，他怎么学会了那么多东西呢？He
didn't learn anything about God at Babylon's university.
他在那个巴比伦的大学里学了，并没有学到很多关于神的事情。Interestingly,
one of the prophets in your Bible is a man whose name was Zephaniah.
非常有意思的是，那个在你们的圣经中，其中一个神的先知，他叫西番雅。Zephaniah
was a prophet, but he was also a prince.
所以呢，西番雅他是一个先知，但同样呢，他也是一个王子。He
was one of the grandchildren or great-grandchildren or whatever it was of Hezekiah.
他是其中的哈泽开亚的一个，就是孙子、重孙子，不管是什么。
And I like to think it was quite possible that Zephaniah used to have some Bible studies at his house for the princes.
现在我就是觉得呢，就是那个西班牙呢，在他的家里呢，作为王子呢，他有一些圣经学习在家里。
And I can't prove it, but I think that Daniel probably learned a lot about the Bible from Zephaniah.
因为我证明不了，但是我认为呢，就是说是但以理呢，可能从西班牙那里学到了很多圣经知识。
The teenagers have got to learn the truth of God.
青少年必须学习神的真理。
They won't learn them at university. Teach them at home.
他们在大学里学不到，你在家里要教他们。
And new Christians won't learn all about the truth of God by going back to work.
所有的新基督徒，他们呢，就是说是在工作中不会学到关于神的知识。
You don't learn the truth of God while you're trying to earn a whole lot more money.
因为当你呢试图的赚大量的钱的时候呢，你不会学到关于神的真理。
So I think that Jacob made the right choice.
雅各呢做出了正确的选择。
Well, verse 29.
29节。
Now Jacob cooked some stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary.
第二节是有一天雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。And
Esau said to Jacob, "Please feed me with that same red stew, for I'm weary."
第三节，以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。”Therefore,
his name was called Edom.
因此，以扫又叫以东。So
as you read through your Bible, you'll find often references to the nation of Edom.
当你读你的圣经的时候，你发现呢，很多是关于以东这样的一些参考。Who
was Edom?
谁是以东呢？
He was Esau.
这就是以扫。What's
the word Edom mean?
那以东的意思是什么？
Red.
红。
Why was he called red?
为什么要叫红呢？
Because the stew that he ate was red.
因为他呢喝的是红汤。
Okay. So, if I like lettuce, you could call me, "Hi, Green."
如果我喜欢那些豆子，你可以叫我绿。
Why would he be called after the name of his stew?
为什么他以他的喝的汤的起名字？
Because his stew was important to him.
因为他的汤对他来说是非常重要。
That was the most important part.
这是很重要的一部分。
What are you going to eat?
你准备吃什么？
What did he do when he went out into the field?
因为他在那个田野里在做什么？
He killed the animals so that he could eat them.
他去捕杀动物，这样他可以吃。
He used to kill deer.
有时候杀掉鹿。
And we'll read later that his father liked the deer, the venison. That he ate.
因为我们就是说是在后面可以读到，就是说是他的父亲呢，就是喜欢吃他那个鹿做的菜。
All right, and that's in the verse we've just read. Where is it?
就是我们刚才读到的一节经文在哪里？
28. Okay, that's right. Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his venison, his game.
这个里面呢，就是第28节说以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味。So
Esau's life was, what do I eat?
以撒的人生是我吃什么。Now
remember in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you."
因为即使在马太福音第六章里，主耶稣基督说呢，先求神的国、神的义，然后这一切都会加给你们。What
are all the things those verses teach us? Matthew 6, verses 30, 31, 32, 33. What do they all teach us? The Lord said, "What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? After these things are what the Gentiles seek." They want to know, what are we going to eat?
因为里面所有的在马太福音第六章里，第三十节、三一、三二、三三节里教导的什么呢？说他们那些人呢，都关心他们吃什么、穿什么，然后住什么，这些都所有的都是外邦人所寻求的。
So our story again in verse 30, 31. Esau's been out hunting, and I don't know, he maybe didn't catch anything, and he comes home weary. He may have fallen over on the way home. It may have been raining. He may have missed a meal or two. When he came home, he was hungry.
这个里面第三十节呢，我们讲到的以扫呢，他呢出去，他打猎，不知道他打着没，可能什么也没打着，可能也在外面呢，就是碰到这个，碰到那个先生，然后他在外面呢，游荡了以后呢，回来以后呢，他就非常饿。
He walks into the house and he goes, and he smells that food and it smells marvelous.
因为他走到家里以后呢，他一现在一闻，哎呀，那个闻的太好闻了。
And he looks at the food, finds out Jacob has been making some stew, and he says, "Oh, Jacob, that's fabulous! Give me some of that stew. I'm famished."
这个里面呢，就是说，当他在看到环顾四周，看到那个雅各正在熬汤，他说，哎呀，那个汤太好喝了，能不能给我吃点？我快饿死了。
But Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright as of this day."
第三十一节，雅各说：“你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。”
I think he probably said, "What?"
我认为他有可能说呢，什么？
You would have said, "I'm hungry, but my birthright."
你有可能说呢，我很饿，我的。
My birthright is my inheritance to all the blessings that God gave to Abraham, my grandfather, and Isaac, my father, and is could be passed on to me. All these blessings of God, all the blessings of the family, I could get them all. You want me to give them up in order to get something to eat?
因为他说呢，什么？我的长子名分，我长子名分是所有的那个神呢答应给我的祖父亚伯拉罕，我的父亲，然后甚至延续到我这里给我所有的赐福。我有这样的头生子的名分，我就可以得到继承这些所有的神的赐福。那么说，你说什么？你想要我把这个给你交换一点食物给我吃吗
？Jacob said, "Yep."That's what I want. I want your birthright.
雅各说，是，这就是我想要的。我要你头生子的名分。
And Esau said, verse number 32. He said, "Look, I'm about to die. So what is this birthright to me?"
这第三十二节说，以扫说，看哪，我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢
？Do you think Esau was about to die?
你认为以扫真的要死吗
？I always thought if he didn't get what was on the stove, couldn't he just walk over to the fridge and picked up a piece of something? There's always something in the fridge.
因为我通常在想呢，如果炉子上没什么东西你可以吃，你能不能到冰箱去找点东西吃呢？就是冰箱里也许有披萨，冰箱里总是有东西吃的。
He said, "I don't want to wait a few minutes to get something from the fridge. I'm hungry now."
他说我不想花几分钟呢，就在冰箱里找点东西吃。我现在就饿了。
He says, "If I die, what's the good of my birthright?"
他说如果我要死了，这个长子的名分有什么意思呢
？Did he understand birthright?
他理解那个长子名分吗
？If you die, what's the good of your birthright?
所以如果你死了，你的长子名分有什么益处
？You say, "Hang on a minute. If I die, my birthright's the only thing I've got that's of any value."
所以你说等一下，那么说如果死了，我的那个长子的名分呢，就是没任何意义了。
What you've got? What's your birthright?
你的长子名分是什么
？You say, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin. That's about the only thing I'm going to take when I get out of here."
所以这个里面呢，这你说主耶稣基督呢，他流出的宝血呢，饶恕了我一切的罪。所以呢，我要离开这个世界时候，我所有得到的就是那个。
Now was Jacob perfect?
那么雅各他是完美的吗
？No, Should he have sold, should he have bought the birthright that way?
所以呢,他是不是应该以这种方式去买的长子的名分呢?
Would it have been better if he truly believed God?
所以呢,如果呢,你真的相信神,是不是更好呢?
Yeah, and we'll see that by the time you get to the end of Genesis. You'll see Jacob ended up with lots of problems because he did things like this.
是的,你我们在读创世纪的后面的时候呢,你就会看到那雅各呢,他呢碰到了很多的麻烦,是因为他当初这么做。What
was the good thing about Jacob?
那么雅各的好的事情是什么?
He valued his birthright.
他呢尊重他的长子名分。What
was the folly of Esau?
那么以扫的那个愚蠢在哪里?
He said, I don't care about that. That's from God. I don't care about God. All I care about is I want my tummy filled right now.
所以他说呢,这些呢,我才不关心长子名分,这些都是从神来的,我也不关心神,我唯一关心的是呢,我唯一关心事情要把我肚子吃饱。Have
you ever heard of anybody whose life was ruined because they said, I want what I want and I want it now.
所以你有没有就碰到人呢,就是说他把他的人生完全毁了,他说呢,我就想要,我想要的,我现在就要。
The answer is yes.
答案是,
All kinds of us know people who ended up doing something that was sinful because they wanted it now, rather than waiting for God's timing. The consequence was they lost everything.
所以这个是就是这样的，很多人呢，他们就是说是啊，他们的人生毁了，他就说是我想要这些东西，我现在就想要，他们不想等待，那么说呢，这些事情让他在人生里干了很多的那些有罪的事情。
So the question is, was this a serious discussion?
你现在问题,这个是一个严肃的对话吗?
Verse 33, then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So Esau swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob.
第33节,雅各说,你今天就对我起誓吧,以扫就对他起了誓,把长子的名分卖给雅各。
And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils, then he ate and drank and arose and went his way.
于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了，便起来走了。这就是以扫看清了他长子的名分。Thus
Esau despised his birthright.
所以以扫，那他有没有就是轻看他长子的名分呢？
Why does a person get born again?
所以为什么人要重生呢？
Well, you get born again, so you end up getting a birthright.
所以呢,你重生以后呢,最终呢,你会得到那个长子的名分。I
told you many times, I was happy when I found out that I'd been born into my father's family.
我跟你们大家讲过很多次,就是说呢,我非常高兴我出生在我父亲的家里。I
thought that was a good deal.
我认为这是个很好的交易。I
went to school, and I saw all the other children in the class.
因为我去到上大学的时候，我看到那个班里的所有其他的同学。And
when class was over, I walked home to my house.
应当呢，下课以后呢，我走到我的房子里。And
I was happier to go to my house than anybody else's house.
我非常高兴呢，就是说是在进到我的家里，而不是去到其他任何人的家里。And
then I heard that God wanted me to be His son, and I could, when I die, go to his house.
然后我听到那神呢,想要我成为他的儿子,然后我死了以后呢,可以去到他的房子里。
And I said, that's what I want. I want to be in God's family. I'm glad that I'm happy that I'm in my daddy's family, but I would far rather be in God's family. I get to be in both.
因为我说呢,这就是我想要的,我非常高兴呢,就是说是能够成为神的家里的人,进到神的房子里。那么说我也很高兴,就是说我可以去到我父亲的房子里,就两样我都非常高兴。
So I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior. And now I got two birth certificates.
因为请求主耶稣基督做我的救主，我得到了两张出生证。
Okay, and the second one is far more valuable than the first.
所以第二章比第一章呢有更多的价值。
What a tragic line. Thus, Esau despised his birthright.
这就是一个多么悲伤的一句话，以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
Of all those children, all those names, Esau could have been the blessed of God. He's decided not to. His choice.
所以这个里面呢，就是这是非常有可能以扫呢得到所有神给他的赐福，但是他却决定不要，这是他的选择。
All right, so back to verse 23.
23节。
One of the second half says, one people shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger.
下半部分说，这族人必强于那族人，年长的必服侍年幼的。
Does that mean that God said, Esau, you are going to have to sell your birthright because I prophesied that you are going to serve your younger brother?
所以这个是不是已经说明了神跟以扫说你必须出售你的长子名分，因为我已经做出了这样的预言呢？
Did Esau have free will?
那以扫他有那个自由意志吗？
Of course.
当然有。
Did God know what he was going to do?
那神呢，知道他将要做些什么事情吗？
Yes, probably with a broken heart, he acknowledged what he was going to do.
所以呢，就是说是有可能就神很伤心的看到他将要去做的他要做的事情。
Just because God knows in the future what's going to happen doesn't mean to say that he's responsible. Esau was the one who sold his birthright. God never ordered. God never planned that. He just knew that.
所以这个呢，就是说是啊，神呢，他预先知道。那么说呢，就是说是将来呢，以扫呢要出售他的长子名分，但并不意味着就是神的计划是这样做。那么神呢是知道他会这么做。那么是以扫呢要为他出生他的长子名分负责任。那么神呢并没有计划让以扫去做。All
right, well that's chapter 25.
我们来看第25。26,
there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar.
亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉尔去，到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。
So here's Isaac now with his family, and there's a famine, and so they decide that they'd better just move a little bit where there's a bit more rain.
这个里面就是再次呢，就是说是在这个地方呢出现了饥荒，所以呢，他们决定呢要搬到一个可能下雨更多的地方去。Verse
2, then the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father.
第二节说，耶和华向以撒显现，说你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地，你寄居这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地。 都给你和你的后裔，我必成就我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的事。So
here he's making reference to the birthright that he got from Abraham, the same birthright that Esau had sold.
所以这里呢再次呢强调，就是说是以撒的他的那个长子的名分，就像是同样的那样的一个名分，以扫卖了的。
Verse 4, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws.
第四节说呢，我要使你的后裔繁多，像天上众星那样多，又要将这地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福，都因亚伯拉罕听从我的声音，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令律法法度。
So I thrill when I read verse 4. I will make your descendants, I will give to your descendants all these lands, and the blessings were going to flow to Isaac because of what Abraham had done.
所以说，当我读第四节的时候，我感到非常的惊奇，因为说呢，我要使你的后裔繁多，那么要将这些地呢都赐给你的后裔，这些所有的赐福都是我们都要从他这里得到的，是因为亚伯拉罕所做的事。
So I got a lot of things from my father.Because my father served the Lord.
因为我在我的父亲那里得到了很多东西，因为我的父亲呢服侍主。
But I got a lot more things from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel because my spiritual fathers served the Lord.
所以，因为我在那个第十六届福音教会得到了更多的东西，因为我在邻里的父亲呢，他们也服侍主。
So other boys who sat with me in this auditorium many years ago.Who had the same heritage that I had.
这个里面呢，就是说是其他的一些孩子，就是在很多年前呢，坐在这个大厅里的这些人，那些男孩说，他也和我有同样的基业要继承。
They said, I'm not going to follow that.
他们说呢，我们不准备跟从这个。
And they could have got the blessings that I got.
他们也。
They said, no, I'm not interested in that. I'd rather go and...
所以他们呢，那就是说是也可以得到我得到的同样的赐福，但是他们说不，他们拒绝了，他们要到处去晃。
And feed my tummy.
我要去喂饱我的肚子。
Wow.
是
吧 ？All right. What do we know about Abraham? Verse 5.
第五节，我们对亚伯拉罕了解多少
？He obeyed God's voice, kept God's charge, kept God's commandments.Kept God's statutes, kept God's laws.
因为他听从了神的声音，他呢听从了神的吩咐，听从了神的命令，听从了神的律例，听从了神的法度。
If you'd been writing that verse, how would you have written it?
所以如果你来写这节经文，你会怎么写
？I think I would have said that's kind of a lot of words. What's the difference between Voice, charge, commandments, statutes, laws.
所以我认为这里有很多的东西要写。那么说呢，在这里的声音、吩咐、命令、律例、法度有什么不同呢
？I'm not sure what all the differences are.
我也不确定这些区别是什么。
Abraham listened, and Abraham obeyed.
亚伯拉罕听了，亚伯拉罕顺从了。
And it didn't matter what the command was.What the charge was, what the statutes was, what the law was, what the voice said. Didn't matter to him. He was going to obey it all.
你不管那个吩咐是什么，那个命令是什么，那个律例是什么，那个法度是什么，他听到是什么，这是声音，但是他决定全部都要顺服。
You want the full blessing of God?
你想得到神全部的赐福吗
？Then be fully obedient to God.
然后呢，你要全然遵守神的律法。
You want part of the blessing of God?
你要得到神的一部分的赐福吗
？And you go look yourself in the mirror and say, "What's the matter with you? You got rocks in your head? Who would want part of the blessing of God?"
你照照镜子，你说你这个人有什么毛病吗？你脑子里长了石头吗？你为什么要想只要神的部分的赐福呢
？Why did Isaac get it?
那为什么以撒得到了呢
？Because Abraham gave it to him.
因为亚伯拉罕传给他了。
Why do I get so many blessings?
为什么我得到这么多赐福
？Because the man of God in this chapel and before him kept passing it down, passing it down, passing it down. I said, if you're passing it down, I want it.
因为呢，在这个教堂里的呢。一代一代的上一代的人，他们一代代传下来， 如果我说呢，他们要传下来，我想要。
Don't despise the birthright. What a wonderful thing is our birthright.
不要看清这个名分，出生名分，我们的出生名分是一个多么的奇妙的东西。
Verse 6. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the men of the place asked him about his wife, and he said, She is my sister, because he thought, lest the men of the place kill me for Rebecca, because she was beautiful to behold.
第六节说以撒就住在基拉尔，那地方的人问到他的妻子，便说他便说那是我的妹子，因为他怕说是我的妻子，他心里想恐怕这地方的人为利百加的缘故杀我，因为她容貌俊美。
What do you know about Sarah, Isaac's mother?
你对那个撒拉，就是以撒的母亲了解多少？
She was beautiful.
她很美。
What do we know about Rebecca, Isaac's wife?
我们对利百加，就是以撒的妻子，了解多少？
She was beautiful.
她也很美。
All right, I want to take that, just flip it over in your mind.
所以我把这里在你的那个想法里给它翻一下。
In many respects, Abraham is typical of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为呢，从很多方面说，亚伯拉罕呢是我们主耶稣基督的一个就是画面。
By the same token, Isaac is often typical of the Lord Jesus Christ.
接着那个同样的原因呢，以撒呢也是我们主耶稣基督的一个画面。
Now Sarah was Abraham's beautiful wife.
撒拉呢是亚伯拉罕的很美的妻子。
And Rebecca was Isaac's great beautiful wife.
所以利百加是就是以撒的漂亮的妻子。
Who is Jesus' beautiful wife?
谁是主耶稣基督漂亮的妻子呢？
教会。
Well, that's you and me.
就是你我。
Imagine that.
你想象一下。
Imagine, look yourself in the mirror, and you say, Jesus loves me.
你去照照镜子，你说，哎，主耶稣基督爱我。
Absolutely amazing.
绝对奇妙的。
What happened when Isaac went down to Egypt?
所以呢，以撒他到那个埃及去的时候发生什么
？Sorry, it was Abraham who went down to Egypt.
抱歉，那是亚伯拉罕下来埃及去的时候。
Pharaoh said, "I want her."
这法老说，我想要她。
Earlier.When Abraham went to Abimelech, Abimelech said, I want her.
以撒找他去找那个 Abimelech, Abimelech 是也说我想要他。
The wicked woman, what does she say when she sees the Christian man?
所以呢，就是那些邪恶的女人，当他们看到基督徒的时候，她会说什么？
Proverbs says, she longs after the precious life.
所以呢，就是箴言说呢，她盼望着那样的珍贵的生命。
And the wicked woman loves to get a hold of one of God's sons.
所以呢，那邪恶的女人，她想要得到那个神的儿子们的所有。
If you and I are the Beautiful bride of Christ, would you remember the devil wants to get you?
所以你我呢，如果是那个主耶稣的漂亮妻子，你要记住，就是说呢，魔鬼总是想得到你们。
And if for no other reason than this, Jesus loves you, that's why the devil wants to destroy you.
所以呢，除了其他的原因，没有任何的原因是这样的，因为主耶稣基督爱你，所以呢，魔鬼想摧毁你。
Just remember, you are very beautiful to the Savior. He loves you. Don't forget that because of that, you are a special target of the evil one.
所以你要记住，你们都是非常的美的，所以主耶稣基督呢非常爱你们， 因为呢，这样记住这一点，因为呢，你们这样的是主耶稣的爱的非常美的，所以呢，你是那些其他的坏人的目标。
And that's maybe a good place for us to leave the story. The next verses really require several to put them all together. So we'll come back to verse 8 next week.
因为这里呢是一个好的地方，我们停下来。那么说呢，下个星期呢，我们回到第八节。Don't
be like Esau.
不要像以扫那样。Don't
despise that birthright. Value it extremely highly. Remember, you are beautiful in the eyes of the Savior who went to the cross of Calvary to die for you, to take away your sin.
因为不要像那个以扫那样轻看你的长子的名分，你要记得你在我们的救主主耶稣基督那里是非常的漂亮的。他呢去到了哥哥塔身上，在十字架上为你而死，是除去了你的罪。Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, these are amazing stories.
主啊，这些都是神奇的故事。
We thank you that you write them the way you do in such vivid detail.
主啊，我们也就是感谢您的，您呢，就是说是在这样里面写下，以一些生动活泼的那样细节写出来。
And they remind us, Lord, of your love for us and our responsibility to you.
主啊，这个提醒了我们您对我们的爱，我们对您的责任。
Lord, may we all acknowledge the marvelous birthright that we have because of Jesus Christ. May we never despise it, we pray.
主要求帮助我们，就是说是因为主耶稣基督，我们就有这样的长子的名分，愿我们永远不要轻看他，我们祷告。And
we give thanks now in Jesus' name, praying that your blessing will abide on us.
所以呢，我们就是说是，献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名，并且祷告您，与我们常在。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。Thank you.